Chapter 4. Buck's Life in the Harsh Northland.
Buck cannot sleep in the cold Northland. One night, he walks through the busy camp and into Francois and Perrault's tent to get warm. They throw the cooking utensils at him and shout at him. Dogs are not allowed in men's tents in the Northland. Buck leaves the warm tent dejectedly and lies down in the cold snow. The air is freezing, and he shivers violently. It is impossible to sleep, and soon he gets up and starts to walk around the camp again. He can't find anywhere comfortable to sleep. Other dogs are already in the best sleeping places. Eventually, Buck has an idea. He goes to lie next to his companions from the sled team. But he has a surprise. They're gone. He wanders around the big camp looking for them. Where are they? He feels lonely and depressed. He walks on and suddenly falls down through the snow. Something wriggles under him. He jumps back, snarling, then hears a friendly whimper. Buck sniffs the hole in the snow and sees a dog down there. Billy is curled up under the snow, snug and warm. He licks Buck's face with his warm, wet tongue. This is another lesson for Buck, how dogs stay warm in the Northland. Now Buck chooses a space, digs a hole, and curls up to sleep under the blanket of snow. He sleeps comfortably that night. Buck doesn't open his eyes again until he hears noises of the camp the next morning. More snow fell during the night, and Buck is now completely covered. He doesn't remember where he is. He feels trapped. He is frightened. He springs out of the sleeping hole into the sunlight, barking frantically. The snow flies around him in a cloud. Then he sees the tents and hears Francoise's voice. Now he remembers that he's in the camp. The men watch him.
That Buck, he learn fast, says Francois.
Perrault has important messages from the government to deliver in the north. He must put together a good dog sled team. He is very happy that he has Buck. Buck is a strong, clever dog, and he learns quickly. Three more huskies come to join the team too. The men harness all the dogs to the sleds. Soon they are on the trail to Dire Canyon. Buck is happy to leave the camp at last. The work is hard, but he likes it. He likes to be part of this strong team. Even Dave and Solex seem like different dogs when they work. They are more active and alert. The dogs are content working together. The trip to Dire Canyon is long and difficult. They run through forests, across glaciers, through snowdrifts and over frozen lakes. They make good time, traveling 40 miles a day. That night, they pull into a huge camp at Lake Bennett. Thousands of gold miners live in this camp. They build boats for the summer here. Buck makes his hole in the snow and sleeps very well that night. He is very, very tired. The next day, and for many days, the trails are harder and they must travel slower. Perrault often has to walk in front of the sled to beat a path for the dogs in the snow. He knows a lot about ice and snow. He knows where the ice is too thin for the sled and where the snow is too deep. Perrault's knowledge saves them many times. When it gets dark, they make camp, and when the sun rises in the morning, they are up and ready to travel again. It is a wild, primitive life. The dogs eat fish and sleep in the snow. Buck is always hungry. Francois gives him 1.5 pounds of salmon a day, but it is never enough. The work and the cold make him hungrier still. But Buck is lucky. The other dogs are smaller and thinner than him, and Francois only gives them 1 pound of salmon each. At first, Buck eats his food politely, like he ate in the Southland, and often other, quicker dogs steal his dinner from under his nose. He chases the thieves to fight them, but while he is fighting, others steal the food from them. But soon Buck learns to be smarter. He eats as fast as the other dogs and learns to defend his food. He watches and waits, and understands something new about this strange, harsh life every day. One day, he sees Pike, a new dog, stealing a slice of bacon from Perrault. Buck tries the same thing the next day. He is very quick and gets a whole chunk of bacon. After this, Buck plays the same trick on Perrault many times, but he never gets caught. Dub, another new dog, tries it too, but he is not as quick as Buck. Dub always gets caught, and Perrault hits him with his stick. Gradually, Buck learns to survive in these harsh, new conditions. He learns how to live with the terrible cold, how to steal extra food when he is hungry. He learns never to run away from a fight, but to show the other dogs he is not afraid. He learns how to work with his companions in the dog sled team. This is the Northland, and here it is the law of the stick and the fang that rules them all.